This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Britney Spears claims that her tell-all memoir, The Woman in Me, has broken the record for the fastest-selling celebrity book. For this to be true, it will have to sell more than 1.4 million copies in its first day to outsell Prince Harry's Spare. Publisher Simon & Schuster was contacted for verification of this, but had no comment. Should we believe Britney? Nah. Lily Gladstone, who co-stars in the new Martin Scorsese film, Killer of the Flower Moon, hit the picket lines in New York. Pretty impressive, as she chose to show her support for her fellow striking actors during the opening day of the film. Gladstone's performance is already receiving Oscar buzz, while co-star Leonardo DiCaprio keeps busy looking for a date under 21. U2 announced more dates to its Las Vegas residency at the Sphere. The show received 1 million ticket requests in the first day of registration for a fan presale. Since opening on September 29th, reviews for the concert and the venue have been outstanding. The new dates run January 26th through February 18th. And no mushrooms needed. Usher has been packing audiences in at Park MGM in Las Vegas. There's been lots of celebs attending his shows, and this past weekend was no different. Doja Cat was there celebrating her 28th birthday, and Jessica Alba was there partying too. Usher went into the audience and sang to both of them. His residency runs through December 2nd. Then, on to the Super Bowl halftime show. Kurt Cobain's daughter, Frances Bean Cobain, married Riley Hawk, son of legendary skateboarder Tony Hawk. The wedding ceremony was performed by R.E.M. singer Michael Stipe, who is also Frances's godfather. Her godmother is Drew Barrymore. Got all this? And yes, Frances's mom, Courtney Love, did in fact name her Bean.
Dead or alive?
Actress Melanie Griffith is known for films like Working Girl and Something Wild in the 1980s, but multiple marriages and addictions often became the focus rather than her work. Dead or alive? Alive. After suffering two seizures on board a yacht during the Cannes Film Festival in 2011, she was diagnosed with epilepsy. She's doing better. For now. Kim Kardashian wore red for her 43rd birthday. She arrived at Funk in Beverly Hills to celebrate alongside her family and an invite list filled with A-list guests. The reality star and Skims founder's cherry red dress featured a wide plunging neckline and red straps to accentuate the busty look. Ivanka Trump was also in attendance. Discuss. Dave Chappelle's comments on the Israel-Palestine war caused some attendees of a recent show to walk out. Yeah, it's because he said Israel is in the wrong. He made the remarks about the Middle East conflict during a show in Boston and mostly sided with Palestine. Yep, it's one of those topics where you'll insult half the room. Not funny. Tom Brady and supermodel Irina Shayk have called it quits after less than 4 months of dating. An insider said the pair did not part ways due to any major drama, but rather the romance just fizzled out. There were some clues, since Brady attended Michael Rubin's star-studded casino night party in Atlantic City without the supermodel. Game over.
Idiot of the Week!
Drake celebrated his 37th birthday with close pals and lots of booze at the newly opened Miami hotspot, Casadana. Drake was seen taking tequila shots for the majority of the night, an insider said. While there were plenty of women trying to get some FaceTime with the rapper, it was a boys' night out. Hey, I thought he stopped touring because of stomach problems. Idiot! Hasan Minhaj was all set to be named the new host of The Daily Show when a story about him in The New Yorker dropped. It revealed that many of the stories that Minhaj told in his stand-up act were made up. Uh-huh. Then, Minhaj received an email from Paramount that he would not be the host. He tried to reach them by phone, but no one responded. Cancelled! Meryl Streep and her husband of 45 years, Don Gummer, are living separate lives. The Oscar-winning icon, 74, and the fetid sculptor, 76, have been living separately for more than 6 years, but say they will always care for each other. The couple were last seen together at the 2018 Oscars. I guess Don must be gumming someone else. Britney Spears recalls the day she married childhood friend Jason Alexander in Las Vegas. In her memoir, The Woman in Me, Spears says she got drunk with her bud and watched the films Mona Lisa Smile and The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Then they decided to get hitched at 3:30 a.m. at the Little White Chapel. However, she says she doesn't remember much of the evening. Cher has opened up about her relationship with Alexander A.E. Edwards, admitting that he often doesn't have a clue what she's talking about. The Believe singer, 77, confirmed that her romance with the 37-year-old model was back on. Cher said, quote, "Most of my references, he'll look at me and go, I wasn't born yet," unquote. Good luck.
The Trash Bin.
Ja Rule called his nemesis 50 Cent a clown and a troll in their latest war of words over decades of feuding. Last month, Ja Rule appeared on stage tied to a wooden column, and 50 Cent said, quote, "Look at this shithead. Is he supposed to be Jesus? So stupid," unquote. Ja Rule, that's a stake, not a cross. Semantics.
The news wrap-up.
Dropbox will return over one quarter of its San Francisco headquarters to the landlord as the commercial real estate market continues to soften. Apple is expected to announce new Macs this week. Self-driving car company Cruise had its permits canceled in California after too many accidents. Amazon is considering offering pet telehealth as it looks to compete with Walmart. Woo-hoo!
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Horror movie Five Nights at Freddy's is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Drake's For All the Dogs is back on top.
The number one app.
It's PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. Again.
The number one book.
Britney Spears has the top-selling nonfiction book, The Woman in Me.
Kenya Grace Johnson was born in South Africa, but now calls North London home. In late July, she started to promote a drum and bass song she had written and produced in her bedroom with the intention of making a video and posting it on TikTok. That clip was viewed over 11 million times, with a subsequent video being viewed over 38 million times when it was released on September 1st. Since then, Johnson has continued to rack up the views around the world, and the song has reached number one on the UK singles chart. Now it's moving quickly up the US charts, and we love it. Here's Kenya Grace with the song of the week, Strangers.
Always ends the same when it was me and you. Every time I meet somebody new, it's like deja vu.
Kenya Grace with the song of the week, Strangers. Follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.